You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, and we'd like to invite you out to our services. We have Sunday school at 9:30, and then we have our worship service at 10:30. Sunday school is one of those things we were talking on yesterday's program here about sharing the gospel, and Pastor Harley, who was on one of our programs last week, he shares, you know, different groups and how we can share the gospel with them, and you know, whatever he comes up with during that time, and so a lot of times he's sharing things people have never heard. He and I, you know, we have different personalities and things like that, but he does a great deal of research so that he can present to us information that causes us not just have a message that tickles ears, but is a message of truth. I want to say thank you today to the folks of Wyrick Air. Wyrick Air is based in Rockledge, Florida. They have been providing professional sales, services, and repairs for air conditioning systems, heating systems, and for the electrical fields for over 50 years. They work in residential settings primarily, but they do some light commercial work. They even provide emergency service when necessary for their customers, which is, I was playing golf with Dennis one time, and he got a phone call. He was on call that day, and he said, I'll be there in a couple hours, and that was, his afternoon was going to look a lot different than he thought that it was going to look. They strive to provide the best service possible at an affordable price. If you are looking for a Christian, reliable, very skilled air conditioning service provider, the folks of Wyrick Air may be a great resource for you. CAC 182-1309 is their license number. And Dennis pastors a church here in Central Florida, over in the Geneva area, and he brings the Word of God not just to the pulpit, but to his business practices as well. We thank them for supporting the Refresh Radio program. So we have our worship service at 10:30. We have Wednesday nights at 7:00, and beginning the 22nd, we will be relaunching our youth ministry at Merritt Assembly of God, and we would. If you've got young people that are gray, I think it's ages 12 to 18, they're going to have the fellowship hall and be doing service a little bit different than what some of the older saints might be accustomed to. We want to prepare the next generation for ministry as well. God's really moving in young adults and young people across America over the past several months, and we want to make sure that no young people get left behind from a move of God here in Brevard County. So we're looking forward to that. I believe the time on that is 7 to 8:30. I'll have to double check on that. I haven't actually looked at the time, so I'm gonna have to to clarify that. I'll share that updated information with you on tomorrow's program. I want to take you back to Acts 17 today because I'm working through a message that I preached at our church on January the 4th. It was why 2026? Why are we here? If you know why you are someplace, then you know what you're supposed to be doing. It gives you resolve. It gives you determination. It gives you a reason for being. And so I want to share some practical information with you that has been very beneficial to me through my life. So let me begin reading in verse number 16. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw that the city was given over to idols. Therefore, he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with the Gentile worshipers, and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there. Then certain Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him, and some said, "What does this babbler want to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a proclaimer of foreign gods because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection." And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine is of which you speak, for you are bringing some strange things to our ears. Therefore, we want to know what these things mean." For all the Athenians and the foreigners who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious, for as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you. God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the boundaries of their dwelling so that they should seek the Lord and hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our own being, as also some of your own poets have said." So I'm going to stop the reading there today. So as Paul was strolling through Athens and was provoked in his spirit, and then he began to have dialogue with people, both in the synagogue and in the marketplace, that as he was having communications and sharing Jesus with them, that it got the attention of a couple of groups of philosophers. One was Epicurean and the other was Stoic. And these people, all they wanted to do was hear something new. They didn't understand what he was saying. And I will tell you the end of the story. Many of them, when he clarified to them that Jesus had been raised from the dead, they began to mock and to laugh and ridicule him and shut down the discussion, because we have the tendency as human beings to mock things that we don't understand. We speak evil about it. And it's very important that we understand the Bible is not changing to fit us and what we're comfortable with. We are supposed to conform our lives to the Word of God. And so there are a lot of things there that have been declared legal in America, legal in other parts of the world, legal in certain jurisdictions within America and illegal in others. But what I try to communicate is this: just because something is legal doesn't mean that it's moral, doesn't mean that it's scriptural, and it doesn't mean that it's something we're supposed to participate in. The Bible is not just for preaching, it's for living. So what God says for us to avoid, we should avoid. What God says we are supposed to be doing, those are the things that we are supposed to do. So these philosophers bring him to the Areopagus, and they give him the forum, and they say, we want to know what this new doctrine is of which you speak. And it says, for you are bringing some strange things to our ears, therefore we want to know what these things mean. Can I tell you, there were a lot of rich people there, and their wealth means nothing at this point in time. There were many well-educated people, and their education doesn't mean anything 2,000 years later. The only thing that matters 2,000 years after these people lived was how they responded to the gospel. Did they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, or did they reject him? But they knew this, what Paul was preaching wasn't the same message that was prevalent throughout all of Athens with all of their many temples and their different idols that they worshiped. And I will tell you that in 2026, the gospel of Jesus Christ is still as much a distinct message of difference between world philosophies now as it was then. There are some that want to try and water it down, dilute it to where it fits in with other thought systems of the world. But I will tell you that light and darkness still are incompatible. Everywhere the light shows up, darkness flees. So they wanted to know what the message was. They wanted to know what Paul believed, and they wanted to know what things meant. Those are three pretty good metrics for us to be able to use in our communication. Do you know how to share your faith? In another place, Paul was told he would need to share the things he had experienced, the things he had seen, the things that he had heard. Being a witness for Jesus Christ is not complicated. In fact, it actually should be organic. It should be part of our nature that we want to share the greatest person and the greatest blessing that we've ever experienced with those around us so that they can experience it as well. So we need to be able to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ in a very clear manner. We also need to be able to explain what those things mean. And it's the meaning of the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ that is so offensive to many people. What does it mean that there's no other name other than Jesus whereby men must be saved? Well, it means Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, not one of the ways or one of the truths or not one of the sources of life or resurrection, but the exclusive source. Well, what does it mean that he's coming again to judge mankind? Well, that means that the way that we live, the words that we say, actually have eternal ramifications. See, whenever society devolves into anarchy, where every man does what is right in his own eyes, and there are no consequences, and there are consequences for misbehavior and rewards for good behavior, what happens is everyone just begins to act as if there is no accountability. But the truth of the matter is, there is accountability. Jesus is not going to be able to have the wool pulled over his eyes. There are not things that he is unaware of. He knows the thoughts that we think, the intentions of our heart. He knows everything there is to know about us. He knows all of the ugly about us. And I will tell you, ugly is not about the superficial appearance. Ugly is about the nature of our heart. And I will tell you that apart from Jesus, that I am capable of horrific things. You say, well, you know, hopefully I sound like a likable guy. I want to be a likable guy. I want to be faithful. Because Jesus has made a difference in my heart. You take Jesus out of the equation, and I can tell you that from some of my family members, extended family members, some of whom I didn't even know I had in the area I grew up in, they committed horrific crimes. That means if they could have done that, I could have done that without Jesus living in my heart and in my life. So, accountability says we need to make Jesus the Lord of our life as early as possible so that we can reach as many people as possible. That mindset of just waiting and not embracing the truth of the gospel until the very last breath, that is, you know, I will celebrate. I know a person who literally finally acknowledged Jesus with his very last breath. That's a lifestyle I don't want to live. I want to live for him as early as possible, as long as possible. So, they said, we want to know what these things mean because they were constantly looking for new things. In 2026, technology is advancing on turbocharged. I heard at the end of 2025 that they're thinking by the end of the year that artificial intelligence will have already been advanced to the second or third generation within 12 months. Star Trek had a lot of things, technologically speaking, that are now possible. I was away doing some studying and praying around the New Year's holidays, and I had 500 pages of Bible verses that I was working my way through. I wasn't able to work through all of them, but I got through about 300 pages. But I was sitting there, and I decided to lean my hand into my I leaned my face into the palm of my hand. Let's put it that way. And next thing I knew, my phone was calling someone. And I was like, what in the world? I didn't say anything. And I discovered that if you move your wrist wrong, you can end up talking to someone on your wrist, just like Dick Tracy did back in the 1930s. There's a lot of technology that has come into being that at one point in time was complete fiction, and now it's reality. Humanity is evidently fully intent on not learning anything from the atrocities that have been theorized from artificial intelligence and robots and things like that in the movies. And, you know, there will be some good things that come out of it, and there will be some horrific things that come out of it. and people think that they can control things a lot better than they're actually able to control themselves. So, which brings me to another message that I'm going to be sharing. This is just a tease. I'm going to be sharing some spiritual traps here on the radio program in 2026 that you want to make sure that you avoid, and I want to make sure that I avoid. So these people, they just wanted to hear the new things. There's the possibility that there could be so much new that happens in 2026 that you will neglect the time-tested value and treasure that is the Word of God. You could neglect, you can be so focused on the latest news, the latest technology, the latest breakthrough, the latest convenience. You could be so captivated by what is new that you forget what is time-tested and eternal truth. So I just want to throw that out there with you. Don't neglect your spiritual life in 2026, because there's, you know, one of the most powerful words in advertising is, or series of words is, new and improved. It causes people to want to check it out, want to try it. Well, I want to tell you, I'm thankful for the Word of God that has stood the test of time. So Paul says, you want to know what I believe, you want to know what it means, and I'm going to share it with you. So he stands up and he says, first of all, let me tell you what I notice about you. He said, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. I want you to know that Christianity is not just a thought system, and it's not just religious activity. It's about relationship. And Paul goes on and he said, you had this altar that I saw, and it said this, to the unknown God. He said, so I'm going to make known to you the unknown God. So it's not just enough for us to know about God. We need to know God. We need to know him as our Lord and our Savior. We don't just need to know him once a week for an hour or an hour and a half. We need to know him every single solitary day. One of the things I'm working towards is sharing with you some very important reasons of why you and I are here in 2026. We're not here just for religious ceremony. We're here to fulfill a divine mission that God has for us. And so Paul wanted to meet them where they were at and then bring them into a purpose that they have that was about more than just going to a temple. It was about knowing God. So there is a booklet. I believe it was written by Henry Blackaby, was one of the people who wrote it. And it was simply titled Knowing God, Knowing God. Over the holidays, I received a lot of newsletters from missionaries, and I read them. And one of them in particular talked about a family member that they had. And this guy interacted with a lot of young people on college campuses. This goes back several decades. And he said that there were people who had been in church youth groups, and they could quote scripture and they could sing songs, and yet when they reached 18, when they went off to a college campus, within a few short months, they had gone from model church attenders to unbelievers. And there's a lot of that happens. Unfortunately, there's way too much of that happens. And he began to realize that even though they had been raised in the church, they had been raised to memorize scripture and things like that, but they didn't know that God loved them and wanted to have a personal relationship with them. And what happened was, as he began to look around, he began to see that that was about to impact his own family. And so he began to have intentional conversations with one of his children to make sure that they knew God, that they knew that God loved them, that God wanted to do life with them. And I will tell you, if you're starting off 2026 and you don't know that God loves you, first of all, let me tell you that I know other people who've been in that situation. There have been times when I felt like I didn't know if God loved me. And that was just a temptation, because I know that he loves me. I know that I'm supposed to run to him instead of run from him, like they did in the Garden of Eden. And so that's what I want to encourage you to do today, is move beyond just religious observation and religious activity and move into a vibrant adventure of relationship with the omnipotent, almighty, all-loving, all-caring King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If I had the opportunity to introduce you to a celebrity, you may post it all over your social media. You might let everybody know, look what happened. Look at who I got to meet. You might have had just a few seconds to interact with them, but it would be something that people would make a milestone event in their life. Well, I want to go beyond that. I want to introduce you to the lover of my soul and the lover of your soul, who wants to talk to you, who wants to walk with you, who wants to let you know that you are his family, that you're forgiven, that your name's written down, and that the things that he has in store for you in the days to come is beyond anything that you can imagine, anything that you can conceive. The future looks extremely bright for those who know God. The Bible says in the book of Daniel that those that know their God shall do great exploits. That's wonderful. The Bible in the New Testament says there are going to be people who thought that they were right because they'd done all the religious things. And Jesus said, I never knew you. Don't let that be true of any of us here in Brevard County. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whale and Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whale and Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whale and Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your